Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the going-ons in Albert Square between the 3rd to the 6th of February 2025. How are we all? We hope you're well. And joining me today, of course, is the fabulous Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello, how are you? I'm all right, thank you. How are you this week, Ree?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. I think I'm over the cold. I still had a touch of it last week, but...
Good.
On the other side now.
Good. Now, can you believe it? We are only mere couple of weeks away from the anniversary. And let's just throw it out there. Just before we were about to start recording and everything, they only went and released a bloody promo picture. And
It's not like EastEnders to do that. They normally release things second we finish recording the podcast.
Yes, but I'll tell you what, this promo picture looks good. Lots of fire, lots of explosions.
We've been analysing it a bit. Who's missing from it, so yes. Who's not going to be involved?
Well, you say who's not going to be involved. Well. How about somebody who we reckon probably is going to be involved, but they're still removed from the profile from the promo picture is Kojo. He's not in
Come on.
Oh, who were they trying to kid? Unless it's not him. Can you imagine? We have been pushing the Kojo agenda now since Christmas Day. And
to be fair, what if it's not?
Because I hope it's not.
You would have thought that he might have at least been in the background of a couple of scenes recently, and I can't remember the last time we saw him.
No, so maybe he's not.
We're probably wrong after all this.
But I hope so. Also, this week, they have released, a little synopsis for anniversary week. We know our writers for the week. That's exciting. We have Monday will be written by Brian Kirkwood, Tuesday by Simon Ashdown, Wednesday, which is the hour-long anniversary special, is written by Kevin Rundle, and the live half an hour long episode is written by Lauren Clee, and the week is going to be directed by Lance Neeshaw.
I was just going to ask a really silly question then.
Go on, love. No questions silly. No questions silly.
This one is a silly question.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, do you think the Lair the Live one is 6 a.m.
Yeah, they're going to get all the cast up at 4 a.m. just to record the live episode, and then they'll put it out on iPlayer, and then they'll do it again at 7:30.
That'd be good.
Actually, to be fair, though, I do wonder if they, because I don't think they'll really... If we were to go over our usual sort of theory that the bigger episodes tend to be given to Simon Ashdown to do...
Yeah.
I wonder whether the... I mean, come on, if you don't know, one of the big events that's happening on the anniversary, then I'm sorry. But I wonder if the explosion is going to happen at the end of the Tuesday episode, which will then give us an hour-long sort of aftermath, people fighting through the flames and everything for the anniversary special, and then sort of the aftermath of that and the choice going into the live episode.
Well, that would make sense if you think about it, because it'd literally be playing with fire, doing a live episode in some fire, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, especially with the amount of hairspray that some of the lady cast wear, I think that's a dangerous thing.
And possibly males.
Could be. I left mine off today. So we have much to discuss this week. Good week this week. I thought back to where it should be. Good week. Enjoyed this week. Some cracking performances.
Less of the whole Cindy stuff, I think, that were a bit too much last week.
I think it was the sort of stuff that we were kind of that doesn't feel relevant, that doesn't feel relevant. But stuff felt relevant this week, didn't it? So stuff to actually sort of mull over and sort of maybe think about. So we have much to discuss in this week's...
Albert Square After Dark.
Right, ladies and gents, let's kick off. We're talking about the choice. Denise, Ravi and Jack. Now then, we did some polls online on our socials. You did one. This is I'm fascinated by how much this has actually divided people. Because I thought this was so cut and dry when this was announced. I thought, well, obviously Ravi's going to win that. I thought there was no way, apart from the odd kind of person that might fancy Scott Maslin a little bit, that would go for Jack. But other than that, I thought Ravi's got this in the bag. I cannot believe the divide. So we both did a poll on different socials. We both got different results as well, didn't we?
Yeah, so I did the poll on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the vote was, and it were nearly 400 people voted on it. 55% was to Jack and 45% to Ravi. And what were yours, Rob?
And literally the antithesis to that was that the same percentage, but the other way around. People on Facebook, wanted Ravi to win and Jack not to get the girl. Which, again, I can't believe how split this is. And I have so much to say about this. Because, like, I understand this week that Priya has complicated matters for people. You know,
true,
because people love
true.
Priya, and I get this completely. They want Priya to be happy because Priya was heartbroken by events this week. You know, the really classical shot of just like her watching Ravi walk away with tears building in her eyes. Beautiful performance, by the way. I'm throwing to the cosmic ordering that this is going to be the year of Priya. I'm telling you now, because that girl deserves it, so let me tell you. But where is the plot in Denise getting with Jack? Tell me that, Ree.
And then they both lived happily ever after until they slept with Stacey again or
who cares?
Something. I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't.
Right. It's not
I
even.
Think, go on.
I'm
going to say,
on.
I think people want Jack and Denise because of the whole family unit. But what's the point if she's going to be miserable? Like, I don't see her being happy with Jack now.
No.
I feel like it's all been and done and.
No.
Been there, done that, signed the divorce papers, next.
Yeah. Like, why are people forgetting that she was miserable throughout the majority of her relationship with Jack? Like, especially in the build-ups across the year of the six, she was miserable in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I know that Priya is a massive part of this about why people are voting. They're not even voting about Denise. They're voting for Ravi, essentially, to choose Priya over Denise, I think is actually what they're going for with this. Again, which I get,
yeah.
But
I think you might be wrong. I think there's been
really?
Quite a lot of Jack stans, yeah.
I don't understand why,
Jack
though.
Stans anyway.
About what? What's he done?
I don't know, Rob. I can't
because
answer
he's all
because
spontaneous
I think Ravi
and got
as
a hot
well.
tub.
Oh, that was so spontaneous. He's so random.
He's so
isn't
crazy,
he?
Isn't he? He's like that woman with a bag of chips on her head. That's crazy, man. Absolutely off. Oh.
I'm sure if Denise said, Ravi, you know all that drug dealing money you've got?
Can you
Buy
get us
us
a
a
hot
hot tub.
tub? Yeah.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah, of course he would. Of course he would.
He'd be like, do you know what? I'll get you two.
Yeah. One for each room.
Just sauna.
Yeah.
There you go. Get you a sauna fitted as well.
Explain to me where the plot is in Denise and Jack getting together. If Denise and Ravi get together, okay, here's what we've got. We have got Priya scheming and plotting and hurt and sabotaging and looking for ways to mess up that relationship so she can get with Ravi. That's called plot, okay? And then we're, as well as that, you've got the Chelsea aspect of it. Furious that Ravi and Denise are together, so she's going to throw some spanners into the works. You've got the rivalry kicking off between Ravi and Jack. You've got a few going on between Denise and Priya. You know, there is so much plot to be taken out of Denise and Ravi getting together.
Yeah.
Where is the plot in her getting with Jack? I don't get it. Why?
I'm actually sat here trying to think of something, but I literally can't think of any plot that there'd be. Other than maybe Ravi trying to... Sure, because like what? Would Ravi just stop then? He'd just stop caring and he wouldn't try and get back with her again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it.
Where's
so
the plot?
Then they'd just end. Is that the plot? Would be that Ravi's trying to get revenge on Jack or something?
Maybe, but then they
but
could
again,
still do that feud the other way around.
Yeah,
you know, they could still play
other
that out
that,
exactly the way that they wanted to and still carry on like that. I don't get what the positives are for putting Denise with Jack whatsoever.
Well, I'd say the only other plot could be, obviously, Ravi knows about Denise's involvement with Nish, but I feel like that's all done and
that's
dusted
done.
Now, but
Yeah.
Maybe if he did want to get revenge or something, but then, if he really loves her, he wouldn't want to get revenge,
no,
would he?
No, he doesn't care less. He's the one that pushed him off the bloody balcony, for Christ's sake. He's not bothered about Nish.
Yeah,
you know,
that is
it's...
true. Yeah, that is so true. Forgot about
yeah.
that detail.
I mean, this is what I mean, and I don't get why Jack has got so much... I mean, look, this is nothing against Jack, but I just don't get what the point is.
It is a little bit against
Denise.
Jack. It is a little
is a
bit,
bit
against Jack.
It is a bit.
Like,
like
Jack
she
and
was
Nate.
Miserable! She cheated! Yeah. He cheated on her with Stacey, who every single time, by the way, that anyone refers, says to Jack, oh, you slept with your son's grandma. Like you said...
Your granddaughter's granny.
Yeah, and I always have to have a moment, man. Who are they on about?
Yeah.
Oh, Stacey. Yeah, I get you. I get you now, yeah. I mean, it's... I don't get it. I really, really don't.
I love
get
how
it.
Stacey was sat in pub when they said it. She's just like,
yeah,
that's
fair.
me. Sars.
Yeah, fair.
Sars.
Oh, yeah, drama. Oh, I'll keep out of this.
I'm involved
Yeah, quiet.
again.
Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, I'm sat there trying to work out, like, have we got something, like, that we prefer about Ravi? I mean, I wondered whether it was because me and you once let a drug dealer escape police custody, and that's what we've
Rob,
kind of
why
got
are you
the
telling everyone this?
We
Did
don't
it
know
get...
it was a drug dealer.
We made a whole storyline ourselves,
Yeah,
really,
we
didn't
don't
we,
know it
for
was a
that?
drug dealer, although it's pretty likely that it was.
I
Basically,
mean,
me and Ray were
Rob, we're not
walking.
going to come out of this looking
That's
good. Why
fine.
are you telling
No, we don't
people?
know it was a drug dealer. We don't know it was
Yeah,
a
but we
drug
don't know
dealer.
what it
Let me
was
tell
that
the
he was doing. What if it
story.
was worse?
Well,
Okay.
it could have been. It could have
Tell
been.
the
It could have been.
story.
Yeah, I'm not denying it could have been
Tell the
worse.
story. We'll get cancelled.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go
Look,
on
me
then.
and Ray were walking home from uni once. And we
You
were walking
were
up.
after uni, I think.
Oh yeah,
But yeah, go
it
on.
was like mid-evening, wasn't it? We were walking down the street basically, and there was this house that I assumed had been abandoned on my street, right? And we were just walking down the street, chatting away, minding our own business, on our way to the pub probably. And all of a sudden, these riot vans and police cars came careering around the corner, sirens blaring. All these policemen swarm out and start like running towards this house, and they start running towards the front door, which was on the other side of the house. And then, just as they've all passed, the back window opens, and this guy just leapt out and pegged it down the street. And
Legged it, didn't
we were sort of like, oh, well, we
he? Are we
could
supposed,
put.
should
We
we
supposed are
tell
we
them?
supposed to yeah are we supposed
Is there?
and then we were both sat there going, let's not get involved, let's
Yeah,
just not get
just not.
involved, let's not get
Yeah, but then
involved.
we saw him. Do you remember? Then we walked ahead and we saw him a
yeah
couple of streets down, and he took his jumper off and we're just walking really casually, and we were
yeah
like,
yeah
got away.
we got away. I mean, it was exciting. I think that's just because we like the drama, Mick. We just love it, we just let this guy escape. So maybe that's, subconsciously, that's what we're seeing with Ravi. We want him to escape the riot
Also,
police.
maybe the police should have had the back covered as well,
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
Like, is that our responsibility as,
You know,
normal pedestrians just walking down the street? I don't know.
exactly. So, hey, anyway, just thought I'd tell that story. It's one of my fondest memories of me and you,
I
Ray.
know, it was really, it was quite funny as
It
well.
was quite funny. So yeah, I don't get what anyone is seeing in a Jack and Denise reunion story-wise whatsoever. I really, really, really don't. And
The
she won't be
drama.
happy. She won't
Oh
be
yeah, there is no
happy.
drama. That's
There
what
is
we're
no
saying. There is
drama.
no
That's the
drama.
problem. Where's the drama,
Yeah.
Mick? Where is the drama, Mick? We just love it. There's no drama.
Anyway, shall we unravel a bit of what actually happened with them this week?
So if you're watching on YouTube, apologies, we had a few technical problems. So this little section of the podcast is just going to be on audio because something didn't record. So we're saying it again. Sorry about that. Trust me, we're doing it the next day, and both of us look gorgeous, which is why it's only on audio. Ree looks stunning right now, don't you, love?
Thanks, Rob. Thank
Right.
you. I love an early morning.
Both look stunning. Anyway, so the Priya and Ravi and Denise dynamic. Okay, so what happened this week was Ravi is starting to struggle, I think, with how intense his feelings towards Denise have become. And he's sort of trying to sort of persuade Denise, yeah, look, we can be together. I can change. I can change. What complicates matters, as we say, is what happened with Priya. And there was some gorgeous stuff with Priya this week. I thought it was really, really good. And I totally understand why the Priya kind of aspect of this is really complicating everything in people's minds. I really, really
Affecting
do.
everybody's choice decision,
Yeah,
definitely.
I
Yeah.
really, really think it is, because Priya effectively told Ravi that she still loves him, and she clearly is absolutely head over heels for him, isn't she? And they have
She
that
is.
history together, and I get that, you know?
Yeah. But where's the fun in them two getting
Yeah,
together?
where's the drama?
There
I
is
mean,
no drama.
I think end game, Ravi and Priya will probably end up together. I
Yeah.
don't see, don't get me wrong, in anything we say about this choice thing, I don't see a long-term future for Ravi and Denise whatsoever.
No. Well,
Do you?
there is potential, but they've got so many extenuating factors by living on Albert
Ooh.
Square, like exes around the corner and,
Yeah.
dodgy drug dealers that they're still dealing with and,
Yeah.
ex dodgy copper husbands, etc. So
Yep, yeah,
maybe if they didn't
exactly.
have the, maybe if they leave Albert Square, they could have quite a nice future, but where's the drama in that as well, eh?
Yeah, exactly. So, Ravi and Priya actually share a kiss this week.
Oh yeah, they
Yes, on the
did. A very
sofa. And it was
tender little
very tender. It
kiss.
was really tender. Probably
Yes.
some of the most tender. Because I think when Ravi's with Denise, it's quite carnal, isn't it? And quite sort of steamy and sexy and ripping clothes off and having sex in kitchens and all that kind of thing. But with Priya,
Well,
like you say, it was quite intimate, quite tender.
you say that, but then I thought we saw that side to Ravi with Denise, obviously, when he broke in through the window and
True,
started,
true,
and he
true.
gave all that spiel. I was like, oh, he's got a little soft side here as well with Denise, because I've all throughout this I've been thinking, is it love or lust? And
Yeah.
that was a moment when I was like, oh, actually, there are some strong feelings involved as well.
Yeah.
So
Well, him climbing through the window, we should return to in a moment, because there was an added complication this week with Nish's will reading. He's
of
managed to
course.
twist the knife that little bit more from beyond the grave, and has completely messed up anything financially for Ravi by leaving him absolutely zilch. Nothing, nada, he is skint.
Which doesn't make sense to me, because when has he changed the will to leave Ravi nothing? Because Ravi was golden child for quite some time, and then all of a sudden he's got nothing. For me, that only changed in that last, like, day or two, maybe?
Yeah, which
that Ravi
kind of suggests
was not his that golden was child.
Maybe, so that kind of suggests that that was always his plan.
Which is super harsh. Like,
yeah,
why
it's
would
niche,
he,
though, isn't it?
Why would he actually leave something to Vinny and not Ravi when Vinny were trying to con him out of everything?
Because, as we all know, Vinny's got enough problems.
That's true.
He would have seen the plan, he would have seen the days coming where, do you know what, it will happen that I will overpower Vinny. Whatever the situation, Vinny will lose the situation, he'll need a confidence boost, so I'll give him a few quid, and that'll be it. And that'll be my job as a dad done. But Ravi can sod off. Ravi's left with absolutely nothing. And what further complicates matters, what he decides to do, Nugget and Avani still get what they thought they were being owed in terms of money from the businesses. But what Nish has decided to do is leave power of attorney with Bernie.
Yeah.
And
What?
Bernie
Like,
loves this setup.
Of course
Bernie's
she does.
thrilled. Yeah,
The
Bernie's
drama,
quite
Nick,
happy.
I love it.
Yeah, Bernie is
I
quite
mean,
happy with this.
Does the power of attorney mean that she can, like, is it actually power of attorney that she's got? Because that usually means that they can literally do what they want with people's money if they're a power of attorney.
Yeah, but does it mean that she, like, she just kind of is deciding what happens to the money, but ultimately Nugget and Avani have to have it? Like, so it's not like Bernie can run off with all these hundreds of thousands of pounds or whatever they've been
well,
left.
Like, legally, like, if you get it for a family member, power of attorney, you could do that, because they're giving you power of attorney. They've literally given you power of their money. So
yeah,
I'm wondering, I feel like they use the word trustee or something. I don't know if that's different.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have looked this up before we started talking about it.
Well, I think we are
professionals. She's got
or
control
something.
Over their
yes,
businesses for now, anyway. Whether that means monetarily or not, we're not quite sure.
Yes, she has power and basically can, until Nugget and Avani both reach the age of 18, then Bernie's basically in charge of that money. I mean, there was even a conversation on the phone that Bernie had this week with Karen, where Karen was clearly saying to her, "Why don't you nick it? Run. Come here to Spain."
Nice one, come to Spain.
Yeah, come to Spain. We'll live here and then we'll buy a villa. All is fine. And Bernie's like, "No, I can't do that, mother." So while she is having that conversation with Karen on the phone, she happens to look across the square and sees Ravi climbing through the living room window to get to Denise with a rose in his mouth. She doesn't see that it's Ravi, runs across to the Vic and realises that everybody who lives in that, most of the people that live in that house are there getting drunk. And as Ria says, your house is getting broken into. And literally everybody that is remotely affected by this storyline then runs across to Denise's house. Callum's even there. PC Highway's there to save the day. Banging
where
on the
did
door.
He
like,
come from, by the
oh, he
way?
Was just, he was just in the pub, just chilling. And then,
like,
you know,
we need to make your contractual hours up, PC Highway.
You
let's
need to
get
be
you
in
in.
This.
Or is he
you need
a
to be in this.
now?
I don't know. Police commissioner, I imagine, by now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All of them run across the square and see Denise and Ravi sort of close, like they're banging on the door, and then Ravi kind of comes out looking all dishevelled and followed by Denise, and they've clearly been up to shenanigans together.
Did they make it to the bed?
I don't think they did. I don't think they did. I don't think they did. I think they
you
probably
got interrupted
made
again.
They got interrupted again. Yeah, no, they just made it to the sofa, I think, on this occasion. And it's all out in the open. Everyone realises what exactly is going on at this moment. And Kelsey is less than pleased, and Jack is less than pleased, and Priya is less than pleased.
Quite a few people you've all peed off there, aren't there?
Yeah. So what's interesting there is then Denise is sort of kind of confronted with the fact that so many people are unhappy about this. Now, where are you with Denise's sort of position in this storyline at the moment? Because it kind of felt to me that Denise was kind of quite enjoying the secrecy, because she even said to Ravi, all me and you have ever done is hide and run away and sort of like do this secretly. And now, like, Ravi had asked her to sort of be his partner, be his girlfriend. And she's kind of clearly said yes, but wasn't expecting to have to sort of be out in the open that quickly.
Yeah.
So is it less exciting for her now?
Well, I guess that they need to test the waters on that, don't they? I mean, you could even compare it. So someone like Junior and Cindy, I would say that the fun would all go for those two, and you know for sure
for Cindy,
that that's
it
what
done,
it was about for them. It would definitely for Cindy, Once the danger's gone, she's not going to be interested. But with Denise and Ravi, I don't know, we have seen from both sides that they've got that soft like softness between tenderness between them.
Yes.
So no, I think that there is potential for him to work and that it's
Okay.
not just the lust. But I don't know, I could be wrong. Maybe that's all Denise is seeing in it. I mean, she did try and go to the Vic quite quickly after it had all been revealed as a very open couple, didn't they?
Which I admired, to be fair. I was just like, well, fair play. You're not sort of just like hiding away from the responsibilities of this. Like you're trying to actually say, yeah, we're a couple. What are you going to do about it? Kind of get that bit over and done with. I thought there was a great scene between her and Chelsea as well. I thought that was a really, really strong scene where Chelsea was basically kind of saying, what are you doing, mother? Yeah, I wanted you to be happy, but why do you have to be happy with that? What are you
With
doing,
my
love? With
ex
my
as
ex,
well.
and this ex that's the drug dealer, and this ex that's clearly murdered people. Like, you know what
All
this
these
guy
things you were
is.
warning me against when I was going out with him.
And then sort of reeled off Denise's exes that have been in this sort of bad boy category, which I've, yeah. But
When you put it like that.
forgetting the fact that she also slept with nice people like Kush and Fat Boy and all that kind
Oh,
of thing.
yeah, of
That didn't go
course,
with her
yeah.
point.
No, it didn't, did it?
No, so then, like we say, they're in the Vic together, and Ravi and Jack start rowing, and I was kind of watching it and sort of like, right, is this where I'm going to sort of kind of go on to Jack's team? Is that the idea of this scene? And I didn't really. I was sort of like, nobody. Yeah, they both said things to each other, both completely correct, but I was sort of like, Ravi's not out of order here, to be fair. Like, he's not saying anything that's wrong. I thought he was going to go out into out of order territory when he started talking about Amy in a wheelchair, because I thought he was then going to go into talking about Penny and
Penny,
how Jack was responsible for that, but he didn't.
Maybe he didn't get that far. I think Denise cut them all off, didn't
Maybe,
they?
maybe,
It
maybe.
was quite something as well, though. Like, maybe there could be some trust. You could argue there's some trust broken down between Denise and Ravi because she's obviously told him quite a lot of information in confidence. And then he's used it straight away to throw it in Jack's face in the middle of the pub in front of everyone, airing the dirty laundry,
Oh, yeah.
basically. But he
Kind of
was just
Dixie.
reacting to Jack because he was doing it. I mean, he started it, if we're
Yeah.
gonna get
It just
petty.
started it. Yeah,
Or is
exactly.
that because we're just team Ravi so
Yeah,
much?
I think so. Because Denise then kind of storms out of the Vic and says, like, do you know what, I'm done with both of you. And then that's the sort of duff duff at the end of the week with her sort of all conflicted about what she's going to do. Do you know what I would also say about this is the fact that if we didn't know that this was a choice, I don't think we'd be really under the impression that she was tempted to go back to Jack.
No, they did have, they have had a few moments though, like where, he rang her from the hot tub and she went, oh, look at
Oh, and
Jack, lol.
he changed the electric switch in the salon to make that
Of
work as well,
course,
don't
Mr.
forget.
Dependable. Let's not forget about that. So
Bob
those
the Builder.
moments, I mean, but the thing is as well, we've not had chance to see whether Ravi can be dependable for her. We've had one moment where he couldn't go and fix a light switch
Yeah,
and
and she
all of
got
a
all stroppy
sudden, that's
about that,
it.
didn't she? Yeah, she got all moody about that. So, oh, you can't drop everything for me immediately. Like, you
Yeah,
clearly.
like.
I mean, to be fair, that was also to do with the fact that, he was actually having like a conversation with Nicola at the time about all this drug dealing thing.
He was in
Where
the
is
middle
that
of a drug
going?
deal. She didn't know that though, Denise. I
No,
don't know
Priya
where
knew
that's
about it.
going with Nicola. That's quite yeah, I think we're gonna have some warehouse shenanigans happen with
Nicola's
Nicola
turning
and
into a right
Ravi.
little gangster, isn't she?
She's got her own little bodyguard and everything, hasn't
Yeah,
she? Walking
she got
around.
staff. She's got staff. I love the fact that I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing Nicola's development over the next few weeks, because she's going to, like, in that club, and they just sat there in her office chair. She's going to be like the new Johnny Allen. I can't wait. Bring it on.
I agree, but also think of the double standards with Jack talking to Ravi saying, I won't shake the hand of a drug dealer unless it's putting
No, but you're a shag one.
handcuffs on him. Yeah. What about Nicola, mate? Come
I don't
on,
think
surely you know what she's up to.
he doesn't know about the drugs, to be fair,
Do you
does he?
not think?
I don't
Do you
think
not
so. Well, no,
think?
because I think one of the sort of rule ones about being a drug dealer is that people don't know that you're a drug dealer.
Like Fight Club, you don't talk
Yeah,
about
you
it
don't
kind
talk
of
about
thing.
being a drug
Yeah, but
dealer. So
everyone knows Ravi is.
especially if they're a copper. I don't think it's one of the things that she put sort of probably divulged to him when they
Oh,
had
she
that.
loves the danger, doesn't she,
She
then?
does.
Mummy
Yeah.
neck.
Oh God,
Like, if
Nicola's
only you knew
crazy
what
for that
else I
sort of
do in
thing.
this office, Jack, eh?
So, I
And
mean,
that's another thing, though.
go
We
on.
can see those two together,
Ravi and
Nicola
Nicola.
and Jack. No, I'm
Oh,
going to say Nicola and Jack,
Nicola and Jack,
people
yeah.
make the right decision and
Not
pick Denise
that
to
we're
go
trying to
with
influence
Ravi.
your vote, of
No, not at
course.
all. It's a shame that we both do think the same way because it would have been nice for us to have an argument about
And
it,
we
really,
could be
though.
having a blazing row right now about who is the right choice, and that would be content. And
Yes,
we'd have
exactly.
both sides of the argument. Both of us kind of can't see. And here's the big thing about it. I've seen some people have said to me online, like, yeah, but maybe we're sick of plot. Maybe we want character driven stuff. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. You're going to say that. That's absolutely a fair sort of point. But then why would Denise as a character go back to Jack when she was so miserable? I don't get why she would
Exactly.
do that.
I
She
don't.
wouldn't. She'd be going
Well,
back for the
for the
war for family
family.
aspect. Yeah, the family, but that's not for her,
That's
is it?
not,
That's for
no,
them.
that's not for the right reasons either,
No.
because if the relationship is broken down, then you shouldn't just try and force it for family's sake.
Exactly.
But she can still be there for the kids. They're a bit older now as well. And if they want to be
Yeah.
there for the kids, they can still make it work, which they
Yeah.
kind of have been anyway.
They could be friends
Even
with
Amy's
Denise.
like, why would Denise come back to your dad?
Yeah.
Like.
Have you seen you in the sopped up dab? You look ridiculous.
What are you doing, mate?
So yeah, it's
Yes.
interesting. I mean, it is interesting, and I'm pleased actually that there's such a split, because I thought this was so cut and dry, and that actually has
Careful.
really divided the fan base, which is quite fun to watch. So I genuinely do not know how this choice is going to go.
No, I don't. I actually think it might be leaning more towards
I
Jack,
think it
which I'm a bit
might, which
disappointed by.
blows my brain to smithereens. It does.
But then how long? So no matter what the choice is that's made, how long do they stay with that person? Because surely the writers could then just say,
Yeah.
oh, well, in 3 months' time, it's going to
Yeah.
break down
If
and
they
she'll go with
choose.
the other one.
Here's the thing. If the viewers go for Jack, I don't believe that that Denise's temptation towards Ravi would just disappear like that.
Exactly. Surely not. They've clearly got feelings. I
Yeah.
feel like her feelings towards Ravi are more obvious than her feelings towards Jack at this stage.
Absolutely. I don't think she's still in love with Jack whatsoever. I didn't get that
No.
impression from her. Clearly, we're
No.
supposed to think that she is, otherwise it wouldn't
Yeah.
be this choice. But I
Yeah.
don't think that if Denise chooses Jack, it's going to be her saying, this is what's good for me, this is what I want to do. I think she's just going to be doing it to appease other people, and that's it. Everyone that was gathered in the square at that moment watching her step out with Ravi, she's going to be going back to Jack to please them rather than
Yeah.
herself, which I
Yeah.
think is the wrong decision for her. And that means that that's just going to sort of mean that we're in a sort of circular thing where we go over the same sort of material that we've already had with Denise and Jack,
Very true.
in my
Unless they're
opinion.
just going to write it in that they lived happily ever after.
Which seems unlikely. Hey,
Well.
we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Right, ladies and gents, back to the original podcast now with video, and let's move on to the next story. Right, on to the who done it. So some nice little bits here. Highlight, definitely the Kathy and Cindy stuff.
Oh,
Kathy
brilliant.
had the line of the week. Cindy walks into the cafe and says, "Kath, can I have a word?" "Yes, slap her. How's that?"
I love that. Genius. Perfect. Spot
Marvelous, absolutely
on.
wonderful. I mean, obviously, that all but delves from the fact that last week Cindy had convinced herself that Kathy was the one behind the attack, and so she tries to set Kathy up this week and says to her, "Right, I'd like us to clean sheet. You know what I mean? I'm over who attacked me. You know, I don't blame them. I'd do the
Don't even
same. You
care.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
Not even
I'd
bothered.
totally, yeah.
Not scared. Not scared anymore. I understand completely." So, in accordance with that, Kathy, I'd like me and you to have a takeaway together. Put all our differences aside, and then me and you will be the mother and daughter-in-law made in heaven. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Kathy's like, "Are you having a laugh, love?" So
Right. Okay.
she, and what Cindy's actually trying to do is record a confession out of Kathy. Now, this is the thing with this. At no point in history did I ever believe that Kathy was going to say anything even remotely problematic to put herself in the frame for this.
No. Also, when will these people learn that these kind of recorded confessions don't stand up in court anyway? So it's an absolute waste of time.
Do
Let's
they
be
not?
real. No, I'm pretty sure they don't. Oh, now I'm doubting it. I'm
Do they
like
not?
saying it as a fact. No, I'm sure. Yeah, because they say, remember when Linda did that like confession that she lied about the Dean stuff?
Oh,
Like that would have never really stood up because
No one believed that
rightfully so,
either,
they
to be
could say
fair, did
there's
they?
other circumstances into why someone might say something and
Yeah, I know,
record
I know,
it.
I know. It probably, yeah, I know. I imagine there's issues there, but it certainly doesn't put you in a good light with the police if you've
Well,
got a
no,
recording of
perhaps
saying,
not.
"Yeah, I did
Perhaps
whack you, and
not.
I'll do it again."
Well, yeah, there is that. Because,
And
yes,
yes, I wanted you dead for 35 years.
that is what I love about Kathy, though. Every time it gets brought up, she's like, I'd have done it properly if
Yeah,
I'd
I'd
have
have done it
done it.
properly. I didn't know
I
I didn't
just
do
love
it, but I
that.
wish I had.
It's like no one's really giving Cindy any sympathy, even though she was like
No,
nearly
this is what
murdered
I
in
love about this
fairness. Like, even if
story.
she is your worst enemy, like, she
Yeah.
did nearly get murdered.
This
Like,
is the
maybe
funny thing
calm
about
down
this
a bit.
story. Nobody cares, apart from Junior,
Yeah.
which, I've got to be honest, the fact that Junior is the one that really, really, really cares has put Junior a little bit higher up my suspect list this week, I have to say.
I'm telling you, out of the nine, if we're to believe the nine suspects, initially I said Junior and then Lauren, but I'm now thinking Junior and Peter because I feel like Peter's been too quiet.
Peter has had some suspicion thrown at him. I've seen quite a bit of people going, Peter, online this week. If we were to, I mean, yeah, like we said last week, if we remove Kojo from the situation, because clearly the show wants us to. Clearly,
Clearly.
the show doesn't want us to think about Kojo whatsoever. So if we do remove Kojo from the equation and say, after this week, who do you think it is? You're saying Junior, are you? Or
Junior.
Peter? Junior or Peter? I mean,
Junior.
I
Yeah,
still say
junior
that
would be a good
Anna.
junior.
Yeah, I still say that Anna was acting weird. Anna is
True.
still quite high on the suspect list for me in some way involved. Now, the other side of this, of course, is that we know some pretty cataclysmic stuff is going to be happening in the Vic in the next couple of weeks. Now, do you believe that everybody who is involved in the Cindy whodunit storyline is going to make it out of there alive?
Interesting.
Because I kind of
Yeah.
don't. Do you?
Oh, who do you think is going to die?
I think Junior's at risk of dying.
Junior, yeah.
I think Anna's at risk of dying, if I'm honest.
I can see it. But why?
Where's
Why
that
Anna,
gun
though? Then
coming
you're
into the
getting.
situation?
Where's what? Sorry.
Where's that gun coming into the situation is
Oh,
the
the gun. I
question. The
keep forgetting
gun.
about the gun.
Yes, the gun.
You could see Junior going, losing it a bit with the gun. Like,
Yeah.
everyone finds out it's him, and then all of a sudden he's like,
Yeah.
oh, well,
Yeah.
sod you all.
Or because Cindy is just massively, massively scared and paranoid at the moment, isn't she? She's terrified. So she, I can imagine her like getting a bit trigger happy with this gun, you know, once the confession is out there. I mean, I don't know quite how the confession is going to happen yet. Like, how is it actually going to be revealed who did it, is my question.
Or somebody's going to find, maybe it's the locket, maybe it's all going to come down to the locket, and it will be that
Well,
whoever's got it was the person who did it,
so in
maybe.
that case, that would be Ian then. Because we're fairly sure that Ian's the one with the locket. Because Ian is acting odd, isn't he? Like, he's all
He is
sort of like,
acting weird,
he is
yeah.
acting weird. Like, I was a bit confused with Ian this week because it seemed that whatever his plan was for Cindy, because he did have a plan, he was up to something, wasn't he? But it seemed whatever that was got changed this week because he chucked her out again for the night because she was going on at Kathy because she tried to record Kathy's confession. And Ian was just like, you know what? Get out. Go stay with Junior. Go on. Piss off. So Cindy, in response to that, because she's been throwing wild accusations around all past fortnight, and then she looked at that picture of Lucy on the side, and genuinely for a moment, I thought she was going to accuse Lucy of doing it.
Why not?
But what she realised was the locket was missing from that night, and so she then decided, well, Ian must have taken that, so that means that Ian was the one that attacked me.
Yeah, but it could have been Peter, because
Could
Peter
have been
would have some
Peter.
attachment to the
Yeah,
locket.
exactly. Do you know what my only issue with the Peter thing is, though? Like, would Peter do that after everything he went through with Bobby and Lucy?
None of them would do it, Rob. None of the nine suspects would. I don't know if we're supposed to just like put that to the side.
Yeah, but
And
would he
go,
do
well,
that, though?
they all have. I
It
don't think any of
feels.
them would, though,
Yeah,
regardless of
but
what's
one of them clearly. Yeah,
happened.
but one of them has. So it's like, I don't think Peter would do that to his mum after everything that went on with Lucy.
I don't
Like, if
think
he
he's got
was.
enough. I don't think he's got enough of a motivation, if I'm honest, to do it.
No, neither do
Because,
I.
oh, my mum's had another affair.
Yeah,
Like, have you met
shocker.
my mum? Like,
Yeah.
who's Cindy Beale? Like,
Yeah,
it's true, though, isn't
essentially.
it? It's like,
Yeah,
all
it is
right,
true,
whatever.
completely true, yeah. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't. I can see a universe where it gets revealed that it's Peter, but I do not know what his motive would
Well,
be for
he was
doing that.
knocking back that vodka, weren't he,
There
Rob?
we
You
are. Yeah.
know?
You know what vodka turns people into? Shovel-wielding maniacs in Walford, doesn't it?
Do you know something that's never got brought up since Christmas Day, by the way?
Go on.
And I don't know why, and maybe it's just because it's not relevant. But why did they put in that Cindy were waiting, had a 40-minute wait for a taxi on Christmas
I
Day?
don't
Do you
know. I
remember
don't.
that?
Yeah, I
I'm
do
sure
remember
it said
that, yeah.
40 minutes.
Was it the Uber
So then
driver?
what? The taxi driver didn't see anything? Was the
And
taxi
never even
driver
turned up.
Harvey? You know
Never
what
even
I
turned up.
mean?
Well, no, it wasn't
Like,
that. It was an Uber. It was an Uber, not a
it
taxi. It was
was
an
an Uber,
Uber.
yeah.
Yeah.
He might have an Uber sticker on though, you know, somewhere and work for a few companies these
Yeah.
days.
Yeah.
I just wondered, like, is the am I missing some relevance to that? Like, would
I
they have
can't think.
seen something? Are we gonna have a taxi driver come forward and be like,
Unless it was
oh
him.
yeah, it was that coach. I recognise him, he that woman over Edway Shuffle.
I saw
I
you.
couldn't
Back
be
to the.
bothered though, I had
I
another
thought.
fare to
I
get
thought. Do
to.
you know? Yeah. Do you know what? I thought it was Christmas. Christmas in Walford. I've
Yeah.
heard about this place. I thought I'd stay way out of it.
Yeah.
Way out of it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the Uber driver has got any sort of relevance to the situation whatsoever. I mean, the 40-minute wait was London on Christmas Day, wasn't it? Of course it's going to be that long a wait. You're not just going to get an Uber driver. Oh, God, yeah. You're not just going to get an Uber turn up straight away at your door on Christmas Day in London.
You don't think?
No, of course you won't.
Oh, okay.
Better
I
get it
would
in,
thought maybe
better
you
get
would.
it round your way. Never mind London.
That is true.
So... I don't know. It's just, yeah. I mean, I can see a world where it would be Ian, but then I kind of feel like Ian's too obvious.
Yeah, it is too obvious. He's got a... Well, I don't know. I don't know, Rob, anymore.
I don't rightly know.
I just want to know. I just want to know.
I
though,
know.
You know,
I
the
want...
sick stuff.
Yeah, I
I weren't
want to
that...
know now.
Like, the sick stuff, I actually liked the build-up to it and, like, oh, I like, loved guessing it and everything. But with this, I'm a bit like, oh, just tell us who it is. Come on. I just want to know now.
Yeah.
Weird.
So I'll, a couple of weeks and we'll know the truth in some sort of explosive cataclysmic style. I'm not convinced that everybody in this storyline is making it out alive, I have to say. I have a feeling that there are some people in definite danger because the
Kerja?
majority, yeah, maybe, but then the majority of people who are in this storyline live in the building that's about to be blown to smithereens, so I don't think that
That is
bodes well for
true.
them.
What about Elaine?
She, no, I don't think that. I don't think.
She's not been in it much either as a
No.
suspect.
But then again, I don't. I think she's in a similar boat to Kathy. I kind of feel like she's like, yeah, I'd love, happily have done it, but I didn't. Sorry, you know.
Yeah, true. But why have we not
That
seen anything of Elaine yet and
I
her
don't
being
know.
a suspect?
I don't know. Let us know in the comment section below where your head's at with this now. Who do you think did it? Are you still on the Kojo bus like we kind of basically are? Or do you think somebody overtaking Kojo in your suspect list? Let us know below. Ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. Penultimate story now is the Sonia and Reese thing. Some interesting developments here. This is certainly building up into the direction that I do believe it's going in. So Sonia has seen the confession video.
Thank God for that.
Did not go in the direction I thought it was going to because she didn't notice any of the background. Of course she didn't. She just saw Bianca and was like, oh, I guess she did do it then. I was devastated by this fact. Or
Wouldn't you
was
be
she?
questioning a little bit where is she?
Well, I think she was questioning that. She wants to know where Bianca is. She still wants to see Bianca and talk to her. Because I don't think she is 100% convinced that the confession is genuine. She's sort of just like, yeah, but why though? Like, yes, Bianca gives a perfectly sort of valid reasons to why she might have done it. But I feel like that's not Bianca. So she's sort of said the right things to Reese at this moment. But I wonder if she's sort of maybe
Still
sort of having
pondering on
doubts.
it.
Yeah, having doubts in the background of it.
I don't know though, because then she started mentioning things from childhood and being like, oh, I guess the signs were there and all of that jazz. Was and did Sonia know that she was like suffering with depression and stuff at the time, Bianca?
Something,
Did she
yeah,
know?
because Kat told her. Kat did tell her about the
Yeah, so
depression.
maybe, you know, if she's been hearing word while she were away, oh, Bianca was acting erratically and things like that, maybe.
I think Reese is kind of convinced that, right, it's done. Yeah, Sonia believes everything. The police are sort of after Bianca. I've got away with this. Oh, no, you haven't, sunshine. Bianca is sort of still in the lockup, obviously, still all chained up. And she's weakening. I think, you know, she needs to get out of there pretty soon. I think, you know, she's in danger, girl. Reese kind of goes around and takes the dollhouse out of there at the end of the week, she's noticed. So I feel like that's going to be the trigger. Sonia to sort, because I feel like Sonia's going to watch this confession video multiple times, and then when that doll's house arrives, because Reese is doing this whole thing where he's like pretending that he's going to charity shops to get toys and stuff for the baby, where as an actual fact he's basically been just taking stuff out of the lockup and kind of presenting it as charity shop stuff. So he's going to turn up with this dollhouse, and I think that's going to trigger something in Sonia's brain, and then she's going to follow him.
Yeah, 100%. It's got to be that. Because she's still got a copy of the footage as well, so she might start going, where have I seen that doll's house before?
Yeah, it's
Or
going to
maybe
annoy
she'll
her.
start saying that and Reese will be like, you need to let it go or something, and then she'll just, like, have the realisation in front of Reese and then it'll all start going from there, I don't know.
Yes, Jack was sort of, I mean, Jack's not convinced by Reese either, I don't think. So I feel like she's got a good one on her side for that.
He's not really mentioned it directly, though, has he? He said, oh, I've watched it and then didn't say, really say
Yeah,
his
what he's
opinion
kind of
on
what he
it.
thought of it. Yeah, but I think, you know, he said it's kind of like it's a difficult watch, so prepare yourself. And I can see why it's a difficult watch, because Bianca looks absolutely like Sonia summed it up pretty well. She looks wild, she looks feral, She looks
dead
like
behind the eyes, she
looks
she
like
said.
the devil possessed. You know, she's sort of just staring, giving this really sort of like monotone confession to the camera. And I can imagine that would be kind of quite a disturbing sight for Sonia to see, because she's sort of like, oh my God, what has happened to my sister? Like, she has changed completely. She's sort of metamorphosized into some sort of crazed killer all of a sudden. Like, what's going on here? And Reese is kind of convinced that he's got away with it. He's still saying to Bianca, I can't let you go, you're just gonna have to die here, to the point where he actually presents her with a bottle of pills and says, it would be better if you just took all them and then we'll just forget all of this ever happened. Yeah, then that would make my life much easier. Sorry it has to be like this. Swiped doll's house and left.
So harsh, poor Bianca. And she's like, yeah, have you met me, I'm not giving up that quickly.
This is how she's going to get out, isn't it? Sonia's going to have to release her somehow, surely.
Or I was thinking, you know, she tried to make that escape the other week by pretending that she were. What did she do? Pretended that she were ill. She's going to maybe pretend that she's dead, and then he's going to come up, and then she's going to whack him, and she's going to make some great escape somehow.
Maybe.
Although she can't, she's still bloody chained up, isn't she, poor lass?
Yeah, so he's going to have to unchain her. Someone's going to have to unchain it for her to escape. Again, slightly spoiler territory here with the explosion. Fast forward a little bit if you want to. It looks very much like Reese's car is what causes this explosion, because it looks from the pictures that we've seen, and especially that promo picture, which seems to suggest the fire, the explosion coming from the direction of the barrel store. Where there's a faulty light switch, but also where there's a load of flammable materials as well.
Well, of course, yes.
I think maybe the faulty light switch could have some sort of play in it, maybe. But it looks to me as though something crazy is going to happen with Reese trying to escape or kidnapping someone. Like, Bianca's going to be back on the square. He's just going to reveal everything that's gone on.
Or Bianca's going to get the car or something, and she's going to crash it.
Maybe. And then some sort of mishap's going to occur, which results in Reese crashing into the barrel store side of the Vic. That's then going to blow up, and then it's all going to go kind of Pete Tong from there, is the way I think it's going to go.
Yes, it seems like it. Are they going to? They're not going to refurb the Vic when this is all done, are they?
Look, I have to. It's been blown to smithereens.
They're going to make it look like it did before, though.
Lola's picture is doomed.
Oh, that's gone. No, she's not going back up, is she, after this?
No, I mean, no, she's had a good run on the Vic wall,
hasn't
she?
Yeah, she has.
Bless her. And we're going to be the only ones with the calendar. The calendar will live on in our walls, it's fine. There's a few naked Billy Mitchells just kind of scattered around different scenes this week, weren't there? That's kind of where that storyline's at the moment. I mean, if you say that you're looking forward to the whodunit sort of being revealed, I'm really looking forward to this being revealed and sort of...
Well, done. Same as well, yeah. And I feel like this Reese stuff needs to come to an end now. Everyone's a bit fed up.
It's reached its time, hasn't it? It really has reached its time. I kind of don't want to waste Bianca that lockup for much longer. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed.
She's in the promo picture, so she's playing a big part in the anniversary, so that's exciting, you know, as she should be, you know. I mean, again, Bianca's in the promo picture and Kojo isn't. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
they want us to
true.
Believe that Bianca's got more chance of whacking Cindy around the head than Kojo has, and she was locked up in a lockup. So please.
Well, that'd be a surprise, Rob.
Yeah, it would be. So... Again, let us know in the comments. How do you think this is all going to kind of come to a conclusion? I think the pictures kind of tell their own story, really, because we're kind of sure that is Reese's car that's kind of embedded in the side of the Vic. So I think that looks to be how it's going to happen. But how do you think that Bianca's going to get out of that lockup?
I do think that Sonia might die, you know.
It's possible. It is possible.
Sonia or Martin.
Because... In other pictures, there's a load of flowers outside of the Vic. Now, that suggests that someone meaningful has died, because they're not going to put a load of flowers on there for Reese, are they? So someone important to the square has carked it.
Maybe Reese will die as well, and somebody important.
Yeah, I think Reese is definitely going to die. Don't get me wrong. I think Reese is going to be blown to smithereens. But I wonder who's he going to take with him as a result of this explosion. Time will tell. Right, ladies and gents, on to what I think was probably the biggest story around the week, and this is Phil. Okay, on to Phil now. And this continues to sort of go in quite a sad direction, and to the point where Phil actually attempted suicide this week. And did it in, wanted to off himself in quite a brutal fashion, to be fair. Now, I have to say, there was a sort of question in my head of why didn't he just shoot himself? Because we know he's got a gun in the safe. But he, you know, we I feel like the car thing was actually quite effective, the way that they sort of did that. I tell you what, though, that bloody pit. He needs to get that filled in. How many times has he fallen in that
Filled
pit?
in, eh?
How many times has he fallen in that pit? At least three times off the top of my head.
I don't think they can get it filled in. I think they need it to fix the
I mean, we do
cars,
need
don't they?
it. Yeah, I know, but it seems
A
to be
little
more
bit.
trouble than it's worth.
They need to get a trap door or something when
Yeah.
it's not in use, don't they?
Yes, they really, really do. They
Yeah.
put a lid on it at the very
Full
least.
lid on it, yeah.
But it was so, I mean, Steve McFadden was extraordinary this week, I
Oh,
thought.
he's incredible. I can't believe how well he's doing it all this. Like, it's
He's just amazing.
like
Like,
ridiculously well.
this is the thing with Steve McFadden. Like, he goes from year to year kind of just being Phil, and occasionally they'll, because the thing is with Phil, actually, he is a very, it's not something that you, a role that you consider Phil being quite a lot of the time because of what who Phil is. But actually, Phil is a really, really, really strong supporting character for a lot of stories throughout the show's history. So
Yeah.
when he actually gets a storyline of his own, you sort of are reminded by bloody hell, you're a good actor, aren't you? Like, he's
Yeah.
extraordinary in these scenes. He really, really is. And the build up to his suicide attempt, you could see every single facet of the thought process that was going through his mind at the time, couldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. It were very imminent, weren't it? You could tell
Yeah.
where it were going. You could
Yeah.
see it in him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
It
mean, he
was
went on the
extraordinary.
date with Nigel and what's she called, the woman he was
Norma.
with? Norma,
Norma.
that's it. And her friend. And obviously that's where he start I think that's where it started going down the
Yeah,
everything really
well,
is
there
the
was a really
Mercurys.
stunning speech that was given to, I think her name was Lily, or Lillian, or something like, or Lil. There was a really stunning speech given to her where she basically just turned around because they were like, he was left on his own with her at one point, and she just turned around to him and was just like, "You don't fool me. You can tell you're not a miserable sod, you're a sad sod,"
You're a
which I thought was
sad
such a
sod.
powerful line to say to him. It's such a strong piece of dialogue to give to what was effectively a one-off guest character. That was really, really, really good. So this suicide attempt basically fails because the smoke sort of kind of overpowers him. He just needs to get out of the car, then falls into the pit, and then the car kind of runs out of petrol or battery or whatever. And he's found the next day and taken to the hospital. And it's kind of obvious to the doctors what's kind of gone on here. So they're trying to give him advice. He's not interested in that. And then he continues to sort of push people away, chucks Nigel out. Sharon's trying to help him all week. He kind of pushes her away, tells her to get out, left on his own. Or to us, he looks like he's on his own, but Bill does not seem to believe he is on his own.
No, he doesn't. He's having conversations with people, we assume.
Now I thought that scene where they first revealed that was really cleverly, because it's like Phil's talking to somebody, and then they sort of like kind of off focus on this coach that was on the sofa, sort of give the illusion that somebody was there, but then it
Yeah.
just turned out to be a coat that was just over the sofa, and Phil's just having this long conversation with somebody that he can see there. Now, you very kindly and helpfully sort of revealed some details about sort of your own experiences with a family member with the psychosis thing.
Yeah.
So can you sort of kind of shed any light onto sort of maybe what is going on in Phil's head at the moment, like sort of how realistic do you think these visions, if you want, if the want of a better phrase, are to him at that moment? How clear are
It's incredible because it was my nan who it happened with, and
they?
I didn't witness her ever being in one of what I would call a delusion or a hallucination, but she would tell me about it afterwards, and to her it feels so real.
Clear as day.
But like to the point that I could kind of see why Phil might not mention it to people because it feels like it's so real. Does that make sense? So because it's something that's so real, why would he mention it to him? It's just something else like him not mentioning that he spoke to Nigel earlier that day, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I'm waiting to see how they take this though, when he does finally start telling people who he's been talking to and things like that, because like my nan started saying things that didn't quite make sense, and I thought she was just getting confused and things like that. And then when she was telling me, like, oh, I signed some papers away to this man in a hat and in the corner, and I was like, what? But they believe that it's real. To them, it's real. So to Phil, whoever he's talking to, it is very real at the minute.
Well, we know who he thinks he's talking
We
to,
think
which
we
is,
know, yeah. Well,
yeah,
yeah.
which is going to be revealed next week, I think, is kind of where that's going to go. So I don't know whether it's just going to be the one episode where we really focus on these hallucinations he's having, or we sort of kind of keep getting hints about what's going on. He sort of like goes from sort of fairly lucid conversations to sort of like just being zoned out, and sort of like he's got Albie at some point this week, and Sharon just sort of
Yeah.
witnesses him sort of just staring at the wall, sort of completely out.
Dissociating.
Yeah, completely in his own little universe, and she has to sort of kind of remove Albie away from that situation a little bit. I mean, this does suggest that, you know, this isn't just Phil sort of feeling really depressed. This is a complete and utter psychosis that he's in now. And I'm kind of interested to sort of see how they do this, because I've got to be honest, there's a side of me that sort of like, when soaps go into this territory, it can sometimes feel kind of a little bit style over substance sometimes.
Yes, that's what I've been worrying about.
Yeah, and I feel like they're going to get this right, because again, it's very much sort of rooted in character. It makes total sense for Phil to sort of go back to where it all started in terms of why he is the person that he is. You know, he's got a lot to sort of refer back to in terms of his family, in terms of his relationship with his dad, in terms of his relationship with his mum. You know, he's had a lot of kind of sad events happen to him throughout his life.
Trauma. It could be all this
Trauma.
trauma that he's had stored in his
Yeah,
brain. I
that
mean, do you
sort
think
of.
Phil's ever had any kind of therapy in
Oh,
his
God,
life
no.
before?
No, I mean,
So all
Phil.
that is going to come to the surface whilst he's going through this depression. So
Yeah.
in that regard, it kind of makes sense that they'd make it family from his past that he might be talking to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for Phil, he's got all that repressed trauma that he's never released. Maybe this is how he's releasing it at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I think that Phil is like the perfect character to give this storyline to, because not only does it give us a new facet of Phil to sort of look at and watch and sort of see this slightly different side to Phil's character that we don't get to see. Vulnerable Phil is not something that we see very often, because Phil makes sure that nobody ever sees that, including us, I think. I think he kind of puts that much of a steel coating around himself that he doesn't even allow himself to have those vulnerable moments himself. So presumably this, like you say, is kind of built up and built up and built up over many, 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 many years, to the point where now something as sort of inconsequential as Sharon getting with Teddy, which on its own would make him feel like a little bit sad, but it's not the end of the world really, but it's the straw that broke the camel's back in a lot of ways.
Yes, definitely.
So it's really, really sort of interesting to sort of see how it spirals from here. He, like I say, he's chucked Nigel out, and Nigel was
Yes.
really the only person that was really kind of aware what was going on. Obviously, Nigel's got no idea about the psychosis or anything, but he knew that Phil was definitely feeling down. Phil, I think, has opened up to Nigel more than he has anybody else, even Sharon. Like, he's not interested, I don't think, in saying a lot to Sharon. He sort of tried, but then sort of backtracked and then just never went there again.
Well, I'm wondering, is it Sharon or Nigel who's going to somehow get in touch with Grant? Because I think he's going to be coming back
Yeah.
and he's the one who's going to see. Because you'd think that maybe when he does talk to Grant eventually, it might be Grant that he mentions, oh, by the way, I've just been talking to Mum or something like that. And Grant's going to be like, what is he on about? Like,
Yeah.
Mum's not here. And he might be like, yeah. And then like start saying things from the past. I wonder if they'll think that he's got dementia or something at
Maybe.
first. Because you
Maybe.
might not click when somebody's, because I thought that with my nan, like, there were no
Yeah.
way in which I would have thought that she had depression.
Yeah.
Psychosis induced by depression. I was like, what? That's the
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's the route they'll go down. Then I wonder how medical they're going to go with it all, because you can't just come out of psychosis.
No,
Like,
it takes a long time, doesn't it? So it's.
it'll need to be sectioned and like on medication and stuff. That's pretty much, I think, the way that they're going to go, which makes me wonder if it's Phil who might actually be starting the fire at the Vic. You know, reminiscent of times in the past. Remember when the fire happened last time with Peggy?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is it Phil not in his quite right in the right state of mind? Is he going to start the fire?
Well,
He's there, isn't
there's all sorts of possibilities the way that it could go. I mean, it depends on how sort of late on in the family's life we're going to sort of see
he?
and that
Yeah,
he's going to kind of go
go
back
to.
to. I can see what might happen in terms of Grant's return. I can kind of see him chatting away to what he believes to be young Grant, and then sort of look up and
Yeah.
see actual Grant standing there at the end of next week, I think might be how that plays out.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, Rob. You should write this stuff, you know.
I should be a writer for the show. I can kind of see that kind of being how that plays out. So that'll be interesting to sort of see. Grant's role in it. I mean, what's he do? Does he sort of take Phil away with him for a little bit? Because the thing is, none of the Mitchell men are exactly known for talking about their emotions that well, are they? So it's going to take, I think it's going to take a little bit more than Grant sort of saying, come on, bruv, sort yourself out, to actually kind of put Phil back on the right path again. I think he's going to have to sort of maybe have a little break from the show for a little while as well, isn't he? To sort of off screen kind of get better again, like Linda did.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's the only way they can go with Phil. But it's how long they're going to wait. Like, what's going to happen in the meantime before that happens? Yeah. And whether it is Grant, like you say, they're not exactly in touch with their emotions. So what they're going to do? Because as well, you in order if it is that you know he's going to need sectioning, you've got to get him to a GP first. It's not all that straightforward. You have to like go through all these procedures and things first. So, and with Phil, who's already like adamant on not letting anybody in.
Yeah.
There's not that many things you can do legally with it. Like, you have to have some cooperation from the person as well. So.
Yeah. Phil's not known for cooperation in any sense of the word, usually.
I think Grant and Nigel will be a bit of a team. I think it's going to be the both of them. Nigel can offer the softer side once, you know, Grant sees the situation as well.
Do you know what I'd love to see? I know that Linda's returning in the next week or so as well. I'd love Linda to be involved somewhere on the way as well, because I love Phil and Linda's relationship. And
that's
it would kind of have a nice... I mean, Linda's going to need something to be doing, because she's going to... Bless her. Linda has been away getting therapy and rehab for the past couple of months. She's going to take one step back on that square and her home's getting blown to smithereens. Poor cow. Honest to God. So she needs something to sort of distract herself. So I'd love to see a sort of moment between Phil and Linda. Because I can sort of, because I feel like the thing between Phil and Linda is that Linda has been at her most vulnerable in front of Phil. And I wonder if there's something psychological about the fact that if someone does that to you, you feel like you can do that to them. So maybe he'll feel like his guard is let down slightly with Linda. That might be interesting to
and
sort of...
With Sharon's involvement, she might be able to get Linda involved somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it'll be. Maybe Grant will be a bit in denial and be like, he's clearly been drinking. Look at him. Like, he must be back on booze or something like that.
I don't think it would be realistic necessarily for Grant to suddenly turn up with all the answers. Because this is Grant. Yeah. You know, this Grant isn't... Yes, Grant has slightly calmed down and wised up over the years. But he's not, you know, some sort of sage. Where he'll look at Phil and go, he's depressed. And I do believe he's having psychosis as well. So this is what I need to... I think he needs a prescription of this. Like, he's not going to do that. So I feel like he's going to maybe try and deal with it in one way, and then maybe sort of the women in his life, in Phil's life, because they're always the strength of any kind of show, are going to sort of be pushing him towards the right answers. It's going to be really, really sort of fascinating to sort of see this play out. I love this storyline so much. And it's been done so, so well.
Wonder as well, we saw Phil met up with Amelia this week. Is she going to be involved
again? I'm telling you, she is involved somewhere. I mean,
I was just going to say, she's not strong on her, you know, client confidentiality, is she, Amelia? She's anything but discreet, I would say.
No, exactly. She is involved in the whodunit in some way. I'm telling you now. I knew she'd be back. I told you last week. Like, she was too charismatic on screen. We are going to see her again.
I think that she was with Ian.
Yeah.
I think she was with Ian on the night that it happened. That's my
possibly.
Thinking.
I kind of suspect that she was with George myself.
Okay.
And
when George has told Jeannie, you think that she'd just be like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah, because that's what she did do.
Do you reckon?
I mean, I don't know where the blood on the T-shirt came from still. I don't know that.
True.
Unless that was just Kojo's T-shirt and it wasn't George's. I don't know. Remember, they're wearing similar T-shirts. I might have to go back on Christmas Day and see what everyone was wearing and see who everyone talked to. And
good point.
But... we don't know where George was, is my point. And
did
for
he
a sex
take
worker
one from Junior's?
Up,
am I making this up? Did he take a shit from Junior's house?
I don't know. I don't think so. Did he?
Why have I got that from his flat? Why have I got that in my head?
Why would he do that?
I'm going to go back and look at that.
Do that, We'll reconvene. We'll get our facts together for next week.
We'll reconvene after it's been revealed.
After it's been
probably.
Revealed. And we'll be like, told you. I didn't say it on the podcast.
Yeah, we saw it.
I told you. Told you that. Can't wait to see this. But Amelia 100% is involved somewhere on the way. I feel like her involvement in the Phil stuff was just sort of just reminders that she's there. I don't think she's going to be massively involved in the Phil stuff, but she's there and she's going to be, I think, a cog in the story of what went on Christmas Day. But long and short of it, Steve McFadden is extraordinary. They're doing the storyline absolute justice. I love every second of it. It's a beautiful character study and I can't wait to sort of see how it develops next week. Next week is going to be this is going to be the week where it may be. I don't know if climaxes is the right word. It might continue past that point, but it's going to certainly be a big feature of next week. So bring that on. Gold star, Ree.
Phil.
Yes. Do you know what? I'm going to do Phil as well. So two
We've
gold
got two
stars.
this week.
Got two this week. He was extraordinary. So two gold stars to Phil this week. A little bit of news at the end of the podcast. Typically, in typical EastEnders fashion, they released details that we wanted to talk about in last week's podcast, 2 minutes after we finished pressing record, and it was too late for us to do anything else on top of it. So we'll talk about that this week. And as usual, we'll finish with comments from you. So, last week, just after we finished recording, they actually revealed details about the live episode. Typical. So, the live episode is going to be on Thursday, the 20th, which is the day after the anniversary, which is an hour-long episode on the Wednesday. So, just the four episodes throughout the week, which feels like a shame, but there's also some other stuff kind of going on with documentaries and sort of all that sort of thing. There's also an EastEnders-themed episode of Bridge of Lies presented by Ross Kemp. So, what
Oh.
more could you want in life, let me tell you?
How many episodes did you want, though, Rob? I think that's a fair amount in doing an hour-long one and a live one.
At least 12.
Oh, I was gonna say. I
But that's
think they're
just
doing
me.
quite a bit there.
I wanted BBC One to be closed down for the day just to show what was going on in
Got you.
EastEnders. I don't think that was an
Got you.
unreasonable thing to request, but you
No,
know,
fair.
what do I
All
know?
right.
But the interesting thing that kind of came out of the news of this was, you know, we've got this choice between Denise, Jack, and Ravi, but it would seem that that's not going to be our only choice. So, once all votes have been cast for the choice, which the vote's going to open after the anniversary episode, the votes will then be independently verified and handed to Chris Crenshaw just before the live show. In that short amount of time, the cast and crew will disregard the losing script and quickly prepare to depict the drama on screen that reflects the decision chosen by the viewers. Now, we will be able to tell, I think, how vital that was to each of the episodes. I think that's going to be interesting to sort of see where the choice sort of blends into the main stories of what's going on. That's going to be interesting to sort of see play out. But this is interesting. As well as playing matchmaker for Denise, viewers will also have an extra treat when they cast their votes, as they will be given the opportunity to make another decision, which will go down in Walford's history.
Oh,
Now, what do you think
ah.
that could be, Ree? I think that Sonia is going to go into labour and we're going to get to name her baby.
I mean, I think that sounds like a great vote to do, and it's very plausible. And yeah, because other than that, because they're them saying go, it'll go down in history.
Yeah,
So then
so a
you'd think it's going to
character.
be a choice of a name like Dotty and Pauline
Yeah,
or something. I
yeah.
don't know. Dorothy
Baby
and
Mc
Pauline.
Baby
Baby Pauline.
McBabe
Yeah.
face. That's what I'm going for.
I wonder what the
But
options would be, though. It's got to be something
we don't know
Albert
if we do
Square
get options. It
related.
might just be that we get to just suggest names, and
Oh, God.
the most names will be the one that's chosen. But if that is the choice, does that save Sonia from death?
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because otherwise, why would we pick Sonia's child's
Because
name?
Sonia's presumably going to go off with her baby, so
How far along is Lauren?
yeah, that could be the other one. I don't know, actually.
I don't feel like she's as far along as
No, I don't
Sonia.
think she is.
So
But
unless
you
she has
know,
him
there
premature
ain't
or
nowt like an
something.
explosion to get the to get a baby decide to
Ah,
go. I'd like to
that's
get out of
true.
here, please. I'm quite done, thank you. I think I'll leave now. Thank you very much. So maybe Lauren goes into labour. Who knows? I feel like Sonia is more sort of historically
Yeah.
connected. Did so, maybe that
Yeah.
might be it. But then, with Sonia leaving and Lauren staying around, I don't know. But I feel like we're
This
naming,
is what I mean.
I feel like we're naming the kid.
Yeah, because I don't know what else it'd be, and if they, why are they saying that it'll go down in like Walford's history? That implies something like that, doesn't
Something
it? I can't
like
think what else it
naming.
might be.
The only
Or is
other
it to
thing
do
I.
with the wedding? I
Well,
don't
the only other
know.
thing that I could think of was that if they do some sort of. You know how like they like to do these little plaques or something? So, like
Yeah.
characters that have passed on. Obviously, we're going to lose people on the anniversary. So, I wonder if maybe we might have some say as to what that might be.
Well,
Like
Martin
an
has got
actual.
the not a plaque, you know, like the sign for the fruit and veg thing. I've got a feeling it's Martin or Sonia going, you know. What if we have to decide which one of them gets killed off?
I don't think we're going to be allowed to
That'd
decide.
That go down in history.
It would, but I don't think they're going to allow the viewers to decide which actor loses their job.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe they're both going anyway, so they're like, oh, do you want to be killed off or do you want a chance to come back again in the future? Oh, yeah, that'd be quite harsh.
It's still the same thing. You can't end an actor's career just because the viewers are feeling a bit trigger happy. Get rid of her. No, I don't. So who knows? We'll see. I mean, what would you name the baby? If you were to give it like absolute free reign, what would you name Sonya's baby? We can't have Dot. We've already got a Dot. You can't call
this
the kid
what I'm trying
Pauline
to think.
These days, surely.
Carol.
Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't call it Pauline anyway. That's after her ex's mum, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
they didn't get on that well.
Chloe. Chloe. She's a girl.
Yeah.
That was ex's original name,
yes,
wasn't it?
That's a good point. Yeah, maybe.
Mm. There you go. I'd call it Chloe if it was a girl. Don't know.
Give
if it
us
was
some
a boy.
Suggestions in the comments.
Reese Jr., you know,
Reese
really.
Jr.
Then
that
you know
win.
Where they're headed for the future,
yeah,
don't you? Then
that
if you
would
call
win.
Him that.
100% that would win. Give us some suggestions in the comment section about what you'd call the baby or babies. Maybe there's two. Maybe they're both going to labour.
She'd know. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you meant twins or that. She'd know that by now.
Well, she didn't know she was pregnant at all when she was pregnant
with Bex.
That's
true. First time round, yeah.
Who knows? Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the commentary.
Ms. Magpie said, Steve McFadden is the greatest thing to ever happen to EastEnders. He is giving an amazing performance.
Isn't he he's just stunning, isn't he? And it's testament to him, I think, that seeing as though we know what an arsehole Phil is 90% of the time, for us to be so sorry for him at this moment and understand where he is and what he's going through and why he's going through it, I think is testament to how powerful this storyline has really been. It's genius.
And how well Steve McFadden's delivering it.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely
definitely.
Brilliant. Meanwhile, your comments are, I cannot believe how divisive this choice is. I thought it was so cut and dry, but I'm so pleased actually that it's creating genuine conversation amongst people, because people are genuinely split with this.
Just a couple of weeks ago we were like, why is there a choice? It's obviously Rabbit. Yeah. Oh well, how wrong were we, Rob? Clearly.
This has turned out to be Brexit for EastEnders fans. It's crazy.
It actually is. Yeah.
Really has.
Yeah.
Gilbert Pocket has said, I'm surprised how split the vote is. I don't know which way I want it to go. I love the family dynamic with Jack and Denise. Ravi and Denise have great chemistry, but yes, the chemistry between Priya and Ravi is also strong. Wouldn't mind seeing Jack explore a relationship with Nicola. Wouldn't mind seeing Priya explore different relationships either. Denise could do better than both Ravi and Jack, so it's a hard decision to make.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
What if there's a third option of neither?
Neither. I think people would probably go for neither, because a lot of people have said that neither of them. Denise is mad to go back to to go to either of them, which I can kind of understand. But given the option, you'd go
it is
for
a bit of a best of a bad bunch, isn't it?
Yeah,
at the minute.
Although is he though? Is he? Is he really? In fact, if anything, Ravi isn't the best of the bad bunch, because Ravi's like as many things wrong with Ravi. You know,
a
murderer,
few things.
Drug dealer. It's not great. Really.
He extorting Denise at one point when
blackmailed her, all that sort of thing.
About that.
Went out
she's
with her daughter.
It.
Yeah, she's
maybe
over
we
it,
should get over it. If
why
should
why should we
it,
care? Denise is happy. Why should I be bothered?
Joanne Townsend says, I would have said Jack prior to this storyline, as I liked the family unit with Amy, etc. But now they have actually been together and Ravi says he loves her, it feels right that she's with him. I don't see as much chemistry with Priya and Ravi. Maybe Priya and Zach would be a good match.
Oh, so now you're complicating matters, aren't you? I mean, I do think that I do think end game is going to be Priya and Ravi. Don't get me wrong. But we need to have the journey to get there first.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't just have Priya and Ravi get together and that be the end of that story. Like, there's no story there. You've got to think of what keeps the soap moving on. Like, I don't know.
Priya and Zach would definitely add some kind of another little thing for the journey along the way, wouldn't it? But I don't think they'd be a good match.
Well,
I don't know.
Me and you both think that Zach's going to be distracted with other things moving past the anniversary with Nicola. We haven't forgotten.
Ooh.
We haven't forgotten.
No.
Stephen Brody said, if I was in her position and had to choose for some reason, then Jack, but then they'll all just be a happy family. Ravi will get together with Priya and that family will be reunited and happy, and I can't really see where the characters can go from there. So as a fan of the show and drama, I pick Ravi. Yes, Stephen, correct.
Well,
that's the correct
put,
answer.
Stephen.
Yes, that's the right answer. Well, it's not the right answer. It's an answer, but it's the one answer that I massively agree with.
Maggie Walsh says, Denise is a strong, fierce woman. If she goes back to Jack after everything that he did to her, it would be a massive backward step.
Yeah. And this, and this, like I said earlier, like, okay, fine, you want to sort of to make this a much more character thing rather than thinking of plot. Fine, I understand that. So why would Denise as a character go back to Jack? I don't understand that. So why would
I
she?
I don't either. No,
dependability.
I think it's done and dusted. What do we know? People clearly disagree with us, Rob.
Hey. Ladies and gents, please keep your comments coming in with what you think the choice is going to be. Let us know where your brain's at with each and every episode. You can follow our Facebook and do all sorts of things and let us know by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, I think the Phil storyline is going to be breaking all our hearts. I'm very, very excited about it. Can't wait to see where it goes. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.